Thank you so much. And I'll be discussing today the role of immunization in the prevention of childhood diseases globally, because, and I have no relationship to disclose, except that I have a daughter and a husband. So, one of the things is, why are we bothered about immunizations? Because immunizations have been a great public health triumph. Like, we eradicated smallpox and polio, we are 99% polio free. So, and vaccination campaigns, as you can see in the bullet, are one of the best examples of primary and secondary prevention and also herd immunity. And they're really pretty cost effective, and the benefits are really tremendous. So the learning objectives of my presentation is to identify three advantages of childhood immunizations and discuss how immunizations are a powerful tool in primary and secondary prevention, and what is the role of teamwork in expanding access to childhood vaccines. So what are some of the advantages of childhood vaccination? We can see that the thing I really would like to focus is on promote gender equity, because vaccines are a way of promoting gender equity among boys and girls, because a lot of times the girl child is totally left out. And the boys are given vaccinations, because there are a lot of myths which go that if girls are vaccinated, they can become sterile, and they're not sure what Western medicines are being pumped into a child, a girl child. So these are some of the issues. And also women and girls empowerment. Because if you give vaccines, you also promote education. Because if parents know that the kids are getting vaccine immunized, it's free of cost, they can be taken to school, because if programs are along with education, and it means more girls are attending schools, and it leads to better indicators for MDG3, which is to promote global environment. So basically, vaccines are multifaceted, they have a great role, and it's like a 3D puzzle. So one of the important press releases from WHO is that in 2010, an estimated 109 million children under one were vaccinated with three doses of DPT. That means this is so effective in promoting diphtheria, tetanus, and pertussis. And in the US, we do have pertussis going on. And yesterday, Elvira and I were at a presentation, and one of the moderators, Dr. Levy, and his wife both were victims of pertussis. So we had a whole interesting debate of how it's not only children.
Get a booster.
Make sure you know your titers and get a booster if necessary. And millions of children can be prevented, from getting, millions of children can be, saved from diseases by giving them vaccines. So what I'm trying to say is it's really important, and we need to be really focusing on that. And these are some of the global causes of childhood deaths. And you can see that a lot of these are preventable by vaccines. And this is from The Lancet. So this is pretty much hot off the press. And as you know, there is a push for rota vaccine immunization against diarrhea. So we're really making small steps. So, and immunization prevents 2 to 3 million deaths every year. And you see, this is a happy kid who's immunized, who's at school. So I think it's really important. And this is another success story we have. Global measles mortality has declined by 74%. That means in a span of a decade, from over 500,000 deaths, we've come down to 139,300. I mean, this is a great achievement, but I hope the number gets to be zero in the next couple of years. So that is another continuing success story of immunizations. And teamwork pays off, because it's not that one person can do it. It's the coordination between foundations, UN agencies, individuals, and grassroots organizations, the local government, the national governments, and the state governments. So you can see here that at the end of 2011, in these countries listed here, that is Cameroon, Chad, and Nigeria, more than 22 million individuals were vaccinated, and this is due to team effort. So just to illustrate how important it is to have a team effort, and also how it is to really go through and make sure this is really public health at its best. Vaccines are really a great public health story. So one of the things we have is not GIVS, I didn't misspell it. It is GIVS, that is Global Immunization Vision and Strategy. And in response to the challenges facing this GIVS or GIVS, this acronym, this program was launched in 2006 by the World Health Organization and the UNICEF. And it was really unique because this is the one which laid the foundation for the first ever 10-year framework to control morbidity and mortality associated with vaccine-preventable diseases. And one of the other things about GIVS, which is so important, it also made the public aware of the myths and debunked some of the myths which are associated with vaccine. And I'm just going to take a minute to talk about the Lancet, the whole study about autism and vaccines and how it was debunked. So again, just to let you know that immunizations are very important. And I was talking to one of my friends whose wife is against vaccines. So they have their five-year-old kid who hasn't had a single vaccine. And he was planning to go to India. And I told him, are you crazy? Do you want that kid to come down with, you know, whooping cough or something like that? Not a single vaccine. And I know Neil is looking aghast that he's a pediatrician. And how did this happen? So I think this is really terrible that educated people have these. So I really like this picture because this kid is kind of wincing when he gets a shot. But even then, his caregiver has brought him to give a shot. So it really helps that, you know, a little pain now is worth a lot of gain in the future because you do not succumb to a vaccine-preventable disease. And teamwork pays off. This is the vaccine of a decade of vaccine collaboration, which is extended from 2010 to 2020. And these are all the partners in the Gavi, Bill and Melinda Gates, UNICEF, and WHO. And also, just to tell you, Rotary International has been at the forefront of promoting vaccines. And these are some of the triumphs of childhood eradication. And the biggest thing we should be happy about is its increased primary school enrollment and reduction in childhood mortality due to pertussis, measles, and tetanus, especially if it's an immunocompromised child. And they're of enormous cost-effective benefit. And in a study conducted by Tate et al., which lasted for more than a year, from 2008 to the end of 2009, they looked at the cost-effectiveness of rota vaccine usage among Kenyan children, and they found that the deaths reduced a lot and also the hospital administration. So this is basically the slide. This is from the Journal of Infectious Diseases, and you can see that how much of it, what the amount of benefits, and you can see that the hospitalizations reduced and then the outpatient visits reduced. So this was really, and as I always say, figures always represent people, and I think this is really a good study to show us and illustrate the advantages of vaccines. So what are some of the challenges? Cost. Countries cannot bear that unless somebody does you know, the pharmaceutical companies donate something or it's at a very nominal price, lack of national priorities in spending on vaccines. And I told you about cultural taboos and myths. And also one of the biggest challenges is the storage and lack of trained personnel. If vaccines are not stored properly with the power cuts, I mean, New York City, we have a tremendous power cut, and 2,000 patients have to be carried down from NYU Center, the hospital. So can you imagine what would happen for how long if these vaccines, you know, if the power is not restored and the generator doesn't kick in? So, and lack of trained personnel, you need to know, because if you're giving the types of, administration of vaccines are different, so that needs to be adhered to. So these are some of the challenges. And then yes, vaccines do make a difference. And the expanded program, actually, EPI was started in 1974. So from 1974 to 2012, you can see how the expanded program of vaccines is involved and how there's so many players. So I just want to finish up by saying spread the word. If you meet somebody and if they say that we don't know what vaccines are, just tell them. And then so because we are really the messengers to educate, empower, and enlighten parents, teachers, and everybody about vaccines. And I really like this because Shot at Life is a program which was launched by the UN Foundation under the auspices of UNICEF and WHO. And actually, I had the opportunity of being in DC last year when earlier this year. And they're really focusing on four preventable diseases, and they're targeting children in developing countries. And one of the other things they're doing is to make parents and people aware here that how important it is to have vaccines. And this is my contact information. And also, I'd like to acknowledge my DRPH candidate. And these are the references. And Elvira, was I good on time?
Yeah.
Okay, great.
About 5 minutes.
Thank you.